Tennessee and former athletic director John Curry reached a separation agreement on Thursday that will pay Curry $2.5 million.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You son of a you better not hire that coach who can't even have a decent record at Rutgers.
Legendary Pennsylvania jockey Jose Flores died after a sickening racing incident yesterday.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You're disgusting. We're going to hire the man that gave 69 points to the Butch Jones offense?
Nice.
No longer a Vol for life. Seriously, John, you.
On 1340 WKGN.
Spike the Elephant may be the happiest elephant in the world. Why is he the happiest elephant in America, you might ask? He joined six female elephants, Ambika, Shantai, Bozi, Kamala, Swarna, and Maharani, in his elephant pit.
Do you want to be average? Grow a pair of you. Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. This group of headlines brought to you by our friends, the McKinney Team, with Keller Williams. ZillowKnoxville.com to view their listings. You can follow them on social media at the McKinney Team. On Facebook, Travis and Emily McKinney. If you are selling your home this spring, this summer, you're going to need a good representative to help you do that. If you are buying a home, you're going to need one even more. The market's crazy. Now's the time to do it. Do what I did, trust the McKinney Team with Keller Williams. Hour three headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
All right, thanks, John. Alabama and South Florida have announced a three-game series in football.
Scared to play Central Florida, but we'll play South Florida. Interesting. A three-game series. So what's the are they going to South Florida to play?
Yep, it's a two-for-one.
So they wouldn't go to UCF, but they would go to South Florida?
I don't know about that. They'll play in Tampa on September 16th, 2023.
At USF Stadium or at like a neutral site, like at Raymond James? Although, does South Florida play at Raymond James?
I want to say they play at Raymond James. I think. And then in Tuscaloosa, 2024 and 2026.
Okay.
So if you'd like to see the Alabama-South Florida game in Tuscaloosa, it'll be there 2024 and 26.
Yeah, I don't care.
A guy was smoking a cigarette on Spirit Airlines.
A guy was smoking a cigarette.
He got in trouble for that. Nashville is experimenting with getting rid of scooters. You know how many of these scooters are in Nashville? They're on our streets here in Knoxville now. I'm sure you've seen them. The scooters that get you down the road, they go like 30 miles per hour or so.
30 miles per hour?
I want to say that's the top speed.
What?
I think that's the top speed, or maybe like 25 or something like that. They get going pretty good. But anyway, Nashville is looking at perhaps getting rid of them. The mayor says, after more than a year on our streets, Nashville's experiment with scooters is not working for our residents. Today I sent a letter giving the scooter companies 30 days to fix their public safety and sidewalk accessibility problems, or we will file legislation to ban them. Apparently one guy in Nashville died.
Oh, wow.
He was turning his scooter into oncoming traffic.
Big dummy.
Yeah. So, you know, he might end up ruining it for everyone. What are your thoughts on the scooters? Have you had any interactions with them downtown?
No, I'm scared to get on one.
Too top heavy?
I just feel like if I fell, I would.
I think they're great.
Have you been on one?
They're all over the fort. They're like, it's like 15 cents to just like pop on, like to ride it or whatever, 15 cents a minute.
Have you been on one?
Yeah. I mean, like it's like it's got some juice.
Somebody told me you can get a DUI on those things.
If you're on the road.
That's what somebody told me.
Yeah, technically you have to follow.
By biking too, can you?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, if you can get one by biking, I'd imagine get one on.
If you're on like,
what you feel like?
If you're on like one of those things, like you have
bicycle.
You have to follow the rules of the road, like a bike. You have to stop at stop signs, all that crap.
Uh huh.
Same with these scooters, but they're fun. Give them a little push. Get the electric engine going. Got some power to them.
Is there anything you can't get a DUI on? Like if you're
on foot.
I mean, if you're just...
Wheelchair, maybe? Like on a wheelchair, you'd be okay?
What about one of those motorized wheelchairs?
I think you'd be okay.
Like a hover round?
What if you get really hammered and then go into Walmart and get into one of those motorized wheelchairs and then you drive it around the parking lot?
Like the baskets?
Give you a DUI for one of those? Yeah, one of the motorized baskets?
I'm not sure.
It's kind of weird.
I don't think you get a DUI. I think you probably just get a PI.
So if you get drunk and you ride your bicycle down your street, they can give you a DUI for that.
Yep.
What if you're on the sidewalk?
You can't ride bikes on the sidewalk, so you'd be breaking two laws at that point.
Then you'd be really in trouble.
You can.
You can. You can physically ride your bike on the sidewalk.
That is correct.
Why the hell can you not ride the bike on the sidewalk?
When I was a pedestrian.
Sidewalk.
When I was a kid, I rode the bike on the sidewalk all the time.
Walk.
It's for pedestrians.
Sidewalk.
But yeah, but the bike's in the road, getting in the way of the cars.
Cars have to follow. Like, bikes are essentially like fair share on the road is what they teach you in like driver's ed.
You got any more headlines?
It's
always drinking with you.
I just wanted to talk about these scooters.
It's always drinking with you. Drink.
It's nothing about drinking. I'm telling you about the
scooters. You're just talking about what vehicles you can and can't get DUIs on. That's about drinking.
No. After that, I was telling you I think it's dumb that you can't ride your bike on the sidewalk. Has nothing to do with drinking. Do you see the guy?
Do you have any takes on the scooter you want to get off?
I'll move on. I thought maybe you might have an opinion on the scooters.
They seem dangerous. I don't interact with them often. If I still live downtown, I'd probably have a different answer. Although, like, you know, I used to rent the bikes. I would ride the bikes from, you know, my loft to Hobson Hollers. I would assume you could ride the scooter there. That'd be more fun than riding your bike. So, I mean, I just don't ever interact with them. I would imagine in Nashville, they're pretty dangerous. When I was there for the SEC tournament, they seemed really dangerous. People were just riding them all willy-nilly in heavy traffic, and if I was a driver, I would not like that. There, is that a good enough scooter take for you?
Sure.
Just walk. How about that? Just get off your fat ass and walk. Just walk. Get exercise. You don't need a scooter. Call an Uber. Get someone trusted like Cody McFourcourse Mill to come pick you up. He'll give you a ride.
You call me that 16 or 17 more times, and we're going to have a problem, buddy. I still can't get over this guy smoking on the plane. I know it's not really headline worthy, but he lights up a cigarette on the plane. And, of course, he's got some...
Is he Russian?
No, it's just an airline. And then the guy sitting across from him is like, he just looks at him like, what are you doing? Is that a cigarette? And the guy starts like motioning for a flight attendant.
Miss attendant,
can you come here, please?
Miss flight attendant, can you please come here? This man is smoking
a cigarette. This man beside me is smoking a cigarette.
Can you please tell him to put it out? It's secondhand smoke. It could kill us all. Secondhand smoke is the silent killer.
The guy just lights up on an airplane. Like he hasn't been on an airplane since 1974.
Like he hasn't been in society in the last 20 years.
I can't get over it. Bob Dylan is 78 today.
Happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
Old Mrs. Ross.
Love Born in the USA. Great song.
that's a good song. Old Mrs. Ross
Bjork.
The AD there is expected to be the next AD at Texas A&M.
Okay.
So they're just shuffling guys around the SEC here. A&M's, his guy went to be at LSU.
Yeah.
And now.
Jimbo Fisher will be there in a couple years.
Yeah, probably. And now, Old Mrs. Ross Bjork is going to be the next man in charge at A&M.
Wait, he left from Ole Miss to go to A&M?
Yes.
How did my man finesse a raise to Texas A&M after Ole Miss has been in trouble?
That's what I was going to say. How's this guy still around?
Seems a little ridiculous.
Yes, it does.
If I'm Texas A&M, I'm like, wait a second, what? Didn't Ole Miss have to fire Hugh Freeze? Aren't they like in the middle of like an NCAA bowl ban? This is the guy we want to hire?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Darren Rovell has been invited to the 2020 XFL Combine.
That's cool. Good for the XFL to get a little coverage.
Yeah. They invited Darren to come cover there.
I wonder if they invited any...
I'm assuming he's...
Any college freshmen.
I don't know. I don't know if they did. There's a new ranking out of the United States best states. This is from U.S. News and World Report.
Number one, Tennessee.
Yahoo Finance.
Congratulations to us, Tennessee, number one.
Hang on now. Here are the categories on how they ranked the 50 states and how they evaluated them. Healthcare, education.
Well, there goes our chances.
Economy, infrastructure.
What's Tennessee's economy rank? Are we straight there? I mean, I would imagine we're not near the top, but I imagine we're not in the bottom.
I mean, Nashville's got to be doing really well.
I feel like we got to be straight there. Like, we're fine.
We got FedEx and Bass Pro and Memphis and what else?
I don't know. Is Bass Pro moving the needle like that? I mean, FedEx probably is.
I don't know. Is Bass Pro
Pilot?
I thought Bass Pro was based out of Springfield, Missouri. Are they based out of Memphis?
I don't think they are. They've got the big store in the pyramid.
It's got to be doing good for the Memphis economy.
I mean, it used to probably, yeah.
Grizzlies, Preds, Titans, Knoxville. We got Pilot. Got like, what big companies do we have in Tennessee?
I don't know.
Regal.
Yeah, but I think it officially sold out. It like moved overseas.
Bridgestone is in Nashville. I know they have a big Under Armour plant outside Nashville. So anyway, healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, opportunity, fiscal stability, crime, and environment for the comprehensive ranking from
Hey, shout out to Tennessee, 12th in the economy. All right.
Can you guess where we are overall in the country based on these rankings?
All right, give it to me one more time. I'm sorry.
Healthcare, education,
okay.
Economy,
okay.
Infrastructure,
okay.
Opportunity.
Ooh, infrastructure, we have to be losing points for Nashville right now. Their infrastructure is failing.
Opportunity.
KLF factories around here.
Fiscal stability.
Okay.
Crime.
Are we in the top 10?
Crime and environment.
Number 12?
And environment.
Environment.
I wish they threw in national parks.
Does the environment not count the Smokies? Or is
I don't know.
Air quality.
I don't know. Either way, our air quality should be okay.
15th is my guess.
In the entire country?
I'm guessing that's high. 32nd.
That's closer.
28th.
That's the same distance.
30th.
30th is where Tennessee is.
Okay. Their education is really bad.
Most in the South is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, our education is really holding us back here.
But hey, when you look at us compared to our Southern brethren.
We're the best in the South, right? Georgia?
Georgia somehow is number 17.
Okay. Yeah, but, they're right ahead of us in the economy, too.
But.
What's number one? Colorado? What's the best state?
Washington.
Washington?
Based on these criteria.
Is Colorado top five?
Colorado is 10th.
Okay, top 10, not bad.
Utah.
Top 20%.
Utah, fourth.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I told you I'm on the economy page, and Colorado, Utah, and Washington have the top three economies, so. I just figured Colorado had good environment.
They have the top three economies?
That's what it says on usnews.com/news/best-state/ranking/economy.
That can't be right.
I feel like U.S. News is legit.
New York and California. California has like the highest GDP of it's like top 10 in countries as a state.
I think they're taking
must be
three. Different. I think they're taking three things into account. They are what does ENV mean?
Environment.
Business ENV. California is number one at that. I don't know what that is. Employment.
Envelope.
And growth. Like, California is not able to have everyone working. Like, they rank 26th in employment, which means they rank 26th in unemployment.
So it's not just about the revenue.
Right.
And
growth. Like, California is not growing as quickly. Like, Washington's good. Washington is the best growing state when it comes. I assume that's the weed probably helping there.
And Colorado, probably, yeah.
Colorado's 7th in growth. Oregon's number 2. Nevada's number 4, which I thought was a problem.
They have Vegas. A lot of money flowing into there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, our Southern brethren, Mississippi ranks 48th. Alabama, 49th.
Okay.
Louisiana, 50th.
Let's go. You were right. You've been right all along.
I've always said Louisiana's the worst state.
You've been right all along.
That supports my argument. South Carolina, 42nd. Kentucky, 40th. My home state, Arkansas, 45th.
All right, so Tennessee being 30th is pretty good.
Yeah, except Georgia's 17th. Well, somehow. West Virginia, 47th. Yeah, Tennessee ranks okay. We rank ahead
I'm okay
of,
with 30th.
We rank ahead of Texas.
Take that, Texas. Go to hell. But all right.
But we're just behind Montana.
We'll catch them next time. Montana, we're coming for your ass. Mark my words. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
We know pets are family, like Smokey.
I love the update that just came across ESPN here on the TV already. Le'Veon Bell did not show up to OTAs. Like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, I know you gave me all that money, but I'm good. They're already talking about trading Le'Veon Bell before he even plays it down. Adam Gase like, no, that's ridiculous. But now he's not showing up. So that's going well with the Jets. Do you want to start? I got a couple more NBA things I want to get to. Do you want to get to the disappointment in Klay Thompson's voice as he finds out he's missing out on a potential $30 million? Or do you want to get to the drama in Houston with Chris Paul and James Harden?
Disappointed Klay Thompson sounds fun to me.
You want disappointed Klay Thompson? All right, cool. The All-NBA teams came out yesterday. No huge surprises on there. The first team were the guys you thought they were going to be. You know, you had your James Harden, Steph Curry, Giannis, Paul George, Jokic. All those guys were great. Second teams, maybe a little bit of a surprise. As you saw Kyrie Irving be on the second team. I mean, Kyrie's numbers were great, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, he did kind of submarine that locker room all year. Second team, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie, Dame Lillard. I mean, I think you have two of the best three players in the league on the second team with Kawhi and Durant, but whatever. And then the third team... nothing real shocking other than LeBron James being on there, ending his 11-season streak of being a first-team NBAer. Rudy Gobert from the Jazz. Kemba Walker got the nod. Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin. Kemba Walker and Russell Westbrook were your third-team guards, meaning that Klay Thompson was not.
Rudy Gobert sounds like a guy that would whack you in the street.
He's French.
Sounds like an F1 driver.
He's French.
What does he sound more like? A guy that would whack you in the street or an F1 driver?
F1 driver.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert into the fourth turn.
I never really heard anybody refer to it as F1.
Speaking of F1, the Formula 1.
I guess
1.
I have. Maybe I have. Man, I know what Formula you're talking 1, about. Yeah.
It's a racing series. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, they'll be at Monaco this weekend, which to me is the most beautiful race you can watch.
Okay.
We've talked about the big race weekend.
Yeah.
Monaco. Have to check it out. You ever watch Monaco?
No, I haven't.
You should check it out. Rudy Gobert's on the pole.
When does it come out? When does it come on?
Sunday.
What channel?
I think Sunday. Could be Monday. No, it's Sunday. It'll be Sunday.
What channel?
I don't know.
How am I supposed to check it out then?
I mean, I haven't tried to find it yet, but it'll be...
Are you actually going to watch it, or are you just trying to be a hipster right now?
I'm so hipster. No, I'm going to watch it. I always watch Monaco. It'll be on early in the morning.
You always watch? Every year you watch Monaco? But you don't know what day it's on? Whether it's Sunday or Monday? Every year, huh? Every year you watch Monaco.
I know it's on early in the morning. It'll be early Sunday morning because they do it in France.
Sure.
You know, so I just think that's a beautiful area. I've told you before about my love for the coast of France, how I've always wanted to go there. Anyway, continue. Rudy Gobert made me think of Monaco and And also, how do they do these all-star teams? Is it just about who had the best regular seasons?
Well, it's the all-NBA teams, not the all-star teams. The all-star
Whatever it is. The all-NBA teams.
Yeah, they vote. The writers vote for it.
It's just about who had the best seasons?
I mean, that's the idea, yeah.
So it's not about who the best players in the league are?
Right. It's about how you perform this season.
Okay.
It's like LeBron James. I don't think they're saying he's like the 12th best player in the league. I think they're just saying.
Yeah, and Durant wouldn't be on the second team.
Right. I think they're just saying with the forwards, like Paul George was near MVP level. Obviously, Giannis was the MVP most likely. So, I mean, it's just hard to be a forward in the NBA these days. And then, you throw Kawhi and Durant on the second team. Like, the forward position is really, really good.
There's a lot of good players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as the guards, kind of. I mean, not as good, but, I mean, Steph Harden and Damian Lillard are all really good. And
Harden made first team?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's second MVP. He better make first team, so yeah.
I saw yesterday, you were talking about that Max Kellerman guy earlier. I saw where he said Harden shouldn't have been first team.
Who did he think should have been on there instead? Lillard?
I don't know.
Lillard, probably?
I don't know.
That's kind of a hot take there. To say that James Harden shouldn't be first team All-NBA. Put your headphones back on. We're about to play this Klay Thompson audio.
They hurt. I hate these. They're hurting my head.
It's because you don't turn the volume down.
Actually, I don't think the volume's even on. Are they plugged in? These suck. These headphones are trash. I can't even hear. Can you talk?
Hello.
See, I don't even hear
testing.
You. I don't even hear you.
Mic check 1-2.
I got
1-2.
Them plugged in. They're trash.
Mic check 1-2-1-2.
Just play the audio whenever you're ready, and I'll see if I can hear it.
Well, the media who vote on this, I don't know if they want this. I mean, some of them probably like having this power. Some seem to actually hate it because NBA contracts are dictated on the stance you have in the league, right? Your credentials in the league. One of those criterias are all NBA teams. So Klay Thompson is set to be a free agent this year. He needed to make an All-NBA team to be eligible for the Supermax, which means that he could sign a $221 million five-year deal. Yesterday at shoot-around, or at practice, as they are there, the media told him, hey, did you see where you didn't make that?
You clearly made the All-NBA team, which would have elevated your potential.
Oh, I did? They already came out?
Yeah, it came out today. You were like... right behind Beal, right behind, we got 13, Kyrie, but you barely, yeah, Kemba got it, you were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like, when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys, it's like an all-time team, but whatever, that's not, I'd rather win a championship than be 13 on NBA, so.
Do you not like that affects potential contract statuses, all NBA stuff, because that would have elevated you?
Yeah. It is what it is, I can't control it. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
Like, how are you able to evolve back in the
when he says that he would rather win a championship than be third team All-NBA and make an extra $30 million?
That's an extra $30 million?
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous amount of just for making third team All-NBA?
Well, I mean, just because it makes you eligible for the Supermax contract. Like, last go-around on the CBA, the teams are like, hey, we have to have something that allows us to keep our franchise players. So they're like, hey, if your guy's actually really good, you can give him this thing called the Supermax, which means that you could give them basically $60 or $70 million more over the life of a contract than another team could that signs them away.
And the writers determine that?
Yeah. The voters, the media.
That seems dumb.
Who do you think should determine it?
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily – it seems dumb to me that creates that much more money based on something the media votes for.
Yeah. I mean, you're 100% right about that.
I'm assuming that opens the NBA media up to a lot of criticism when it comes to bias, right?
you would think that there's enough. Like, I want to say like 100 and something people vote on this, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean,
so you're hopefully you know, canceling out any bias that one or two people have by having so many people there.
It's
it's not like a judged event in the Olympics that have five or a boxing judge that has three.
How thin is the margin that Clay didn't make it?
I haven't seen the actual breakdown of it yet. Hold on.
I don't know.
Let me see. Kemba Walker got 51 votes, 51 points. Does Clay have a breakdown? Clay wasn't that close. Lowest guy was Kemba, I believe, who had 51. And Klay Thompson only ended up with 27, so not that close.
I'm thinking, though, if I'm an NBA player, I mean, forget Klay, but let's just say the first guy that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an NBA player and I'm sitting there thinking about how these, you know, it could be six nerd reporters are the reason that I didn't make an extra $30 million. That seems like a flawed system. Allowing the NBA media to determine who gets the Supermax contracts?
I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
I didn't know that's how they did that.
There are certain awards that, you know, trigger this. I mean, the MVP, if you win an MVP, you're able for the Supermax. If you make, I want to say, the first team all NBA, you are as well. I think you have to have two at the third level, I want to say, but I'm not exactly sure on that. But yeah, no, I mean, it gives the media a lot of power, and the fact that they judged Kemba Walker a little bit better than Klay Thompson is going to, A, cost Klay Thompson money, and B, going to really screw Charlotte. Like, the Supermax in general, which I don't know how interesting this is to other people, but the Supermax in general isn't really accomplishing what they wanted it to accomplish, because usually this is just leading to these teams getting stuck paying their best player way too much money.
And they can't put anybody around him.
Right.
So it's good for the players. This is something that benefits the players.
It's great for the players, and in theory, it's good for the teams. Like, hey, we can pay Kemba Walker $80 million more than anyone else can.
But Kemba Walker has nobody around him.
Right, but if we're paying Kemba Walker $48, $50 million a year when our salary cap's $110, like, how good can the rest of our team be?
Right.
Like, Damian Lillard is going to get the Supermax with the Blazers. 5 years, $190 million. His is a little bit different. He's getting it. Well, I don't even know if he's even eligible for the Supermax, but he's getting 5 years close to $200 million. And he's 30 years old. And the Blazers are going to give that to him, realizing, yeah, by year three, he's probably not going to be a top-level player anymore, just because small guys like that don't age gracefully. Very rarely anybody under 6'3", 6'4", very rarely are they going to be the same player when they're that size, when they get older.
And if the NBA media votes the player to the all-NBA teams, then they have to pay?
They don't have to, but usually you don't have the leverage to turn away one of the best 15 players in the league.
Right, right. So the players, it just basically gives the players the opportunity to make that extra money.
Right. And gives the teams the extra right of paying them more money to keep them.
It's so weird to me that the NBA media is determining that.
I don't know how else you would do it, though.
If you're a team, though, I mean, could there not be some conspiracy in there? Like, because these media guys don't make a lot of money. If you're a team and you could be up for having to pay an extra $30 million, what if you spent a couple million on the media?
If I was Michael Jordan, I would be sending out brochures of why Klay Thompson is so valuable to Golden State, why Bradley Beal is so good in Washington. I'd be like, Kemba, he's overrated. Don't name him to the All-NBA team because that's going to cost us a bunch of extra money, and we don't really want to give Kemba Walker $220 million. That's not something we actually want to do because he's not worth it. You're not going to win with him there. But at the same time, if you don't offer that player money, the fans are they're not going to say, oh, well, that's smart. They're going to say, well, now who the hell do we have on our team?
I'm saying I wonder if behind the scenes, these teams that have a lot of money, what if they're like, you know, instead of having to pay $30 million to a player, what if they just spend $2 million dispersing it among the media members that would have voted for their player?
Right, you mean to campaign against their player?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does that happen?
It should. Like I said, Michael Jordan, who owns the Charlotte Bobcats, or the Charlotte Hornets now, excuse me, he should have been campaigning for the other guys. That way Kemba wouldn't be eligible for $220 million.
I mean, what does an NBA reporter make? Maybe 50, 60,000?
I'd say that's probably your average. I'd say the good ones make in the 100,000. I'd say Zach Lowe at ESPN makes $150,000, $200,000. I might be wrong on that.
You could pay these guys off.
Yeah.
Money talks with reporters.
Well, the idea was that these small market teams would want their players to be eligible for the Supermax. That way they could pay their players more money. Like, on the flip side, Cody, like, look at Kawhi Leonard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, take Kawhi Leonard, for example. If he was with the Spurs still, they could have given him $220 million for 5 years, whereas someone like the Lakers could have only given him 4 years, $130 million. Right? So at that point, if you're the Spurs, you probably want to give Kawhi Leonard the extra money, right? He's worth it. And it would be hard for Kawhi Leonard to look and say, hey, I'm turning down $80 million to leave. The idea was the Supermax was only going to be determined to keep the elite players, like give New Orleans a chance to keep Anthony Davis. Not really the doomsday scenario, what's happened. Like, say, take the Washington Wizards, for example, right? The Washington Wizards had John Wall, who finessed them out of a Supermax contract, and now they owe John Wall $37.8 million next year, $40.8 million the next year, $43.8 million the year after that, then $46.8 million when he is not going to be worth it. They kept him, but it's going to really hurt their future. This is always the problem with owners and GMs. They don't know when to say no. They have the money. They want to keep their players. They'll overpay them. That's the problem. If I was a Charlotte fan, I'd be like, God, we're stuck with Kemba. Like, I love Kemba, but man, we're not going to ever be good.
When's the last time they were good?
When they had Baron Davis, like many, many, many years ago. Or when they were in New Orleans as the Hornets, but, you know, they weren't really the Hornets. I mean, they were, but they were in New Orleans. Then they just stayed and became the Pelicans. And then the Bobcats came, and then the Bobcats turned back to the Hornets. It's complicated.
I always thought that was complicated. I never knew which of those teams still existed. So
the Charlotte Hornets from back in the day, like Alonzo Mourning and Baron Davis.
I remember the Charlotte Hornets. But I didn't know if it's the Bobcats now or if there's any Hornets.
The Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans, became the Pelicans.
There's no Hornets in the NBA now.
No, there are.
There are?
Yeah, I was getting ready to explain it to you, but you interrupted me. The Charlotte
Hornets. Where are they?
I'm trying to explain it to you if you'll just.
Tell me about the Hornets.
The Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans.
And became the Pelicans.
Then a hurricane came, so they moved to Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
They came back from Oklahoma City back to New Orleans. At that same time, Charlotte got the Bobcats that Michael Jordan was an owner of. Then the Oklahoma City Thunder moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City because they're like, wow.
Supersonic.
They're like, wow, this team did so good. This city did so good when we had to move the Hornets there. Like, they really wrapped their arms around this team. This was great for them. They deserve a team. So then, you know, Seattle moved to Oklahoma City. So then New Orleans was like, look, we don't really like this. We don't really like this Hornets name. Charlotte was like, we'd love to be the Hornets again. So the Charlotte Bobcats became the Charlotte Hornets, and the New Orleans Hornets became the New Orleans Pelicans.
So Charlotte's current team is called the Bobcats.
Almost.
They're the Hornets.
Yeah, they got the name the Hornets back.
But not the original Hornets.
No, that team's in New Orleans. They are now the Pelicans.
So there are no Bobcats anymore.
The Bobcats are extinct. Same as the Seattle Supersonics. They are
Katrina
gone
caused all this?
No, Katrina. I mean, if I was a Seattle fan, I would feel like Katrina kind of cost me the Supersonics in a way. Because like I said, Oklahoma City really showed out for the NBA whenever they had Chris Paul that 1 year with the Hornets, who are now the Pelicans.
And that's why Oklahoma City got the Thunder?
Yeah. So if
Katrina never happened, maybe Kevin Durant
is in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that whole thing about Drew Brees and Nick Saban. Yeah, it's amazing how one event can change everything. Kevin Durant is not where he's at today without Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
I think we can conclude Kevin Durant is pro-Hurricane Katrina.
So who's playing in New Orleans right now?
The Pelicans. I know that.
Who used to be who?
The Hornets.
Who are now who?
The Bobcats.
No, they're now the Hornets. I got you, yeah.
No, I know. They turned back to the Hornets. No, they were the Bobcats. No, they turned back to the Hornets.
No, I got you.
No, you did.
At Gold's Gym, coaching
sports. Listen to us because Eric Ainge sucks.
Round and round, round they go. Round and round, round they go.
Do you care at all about the Rockets maybe imploding from within? No.
No, no.
You don't?
I don't.
Not at all?
Other people might.
I mean, you just don't care at all?
I really don't care about the Rockets.
Not 1%?
Not really. I don't like James Harden.
You like Chris Paul?
I don't know much about Chris Paul other than the State Farm commercials. I just think they're losers.
And he helped cost the city of Seattle the Supersonics.
He caused Katrina?
Well, no, but he was the best player on the Hornets whenever the city was there, you know, rooting them on. So, I mean, he kind of helped give them a reason to show up.
Yeah, basically, I just, I don't know. The Rockets just, they don't do it for me. They're not.
Okay, well, what about the idea of them breaking up?
I wish they would. I wish they'd break up and stay the hell out of my life.
Okay, well, I mean, Shams. Shams reported in The Athletic that apparently Chris Paul and James Harden had a verbal altercation after Game 6.
They're losers.
That spilled over for a good while in the locker room.
They're losers. They're chokers. That's what they are.
At this point, I would say it's I would set it at 60-40 that they break up. I think if I know anything about Daryl Morey, who is the GM of the Houston Rockets, he will side with James Harden, obviously. James Harden's younger. James Harden's better. And he will get rid of Chris Paul. He's already shown that he will do that for Dwight Howard. Or with Dwight Howard, I guess, for James Harden. James Harden didn't like Dwight Howard. They're like, all right, cool. We'll get rid of him. We won't bring him back.
If I put $1,000 to your $100 that James Harden will never win an NBA title, would you take that bet? Basically, you got to put up 100 saying he will.
I mean, I guess I would take it just because, I mean, just because theoretically I wouldn't have to give you $100 until you retired. I mean, if you told me like, hey, I have to give you $100 right now and you hold it until he wins a title, I'd say no. If you told me like, hey, you have to pay me when he retires, I'd say yes. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to give you $100 out of my pocket now, but if I could pay you 8 years from now, I would take that risk.
Gotcha.
Because, I mean, even next year, like, if this team comes back together, despite them probably hating each other, I mean, with the Warriors breaking up like we think they're going to break up, I think they'll have a chance to win the title next year. I would take 10-1 odds next year on them. And I do think there's a way that they could make their team better while also staying more flexible. There's a trade out there. If they actually want to trade Chris Paul, trade him to Philadelphia. Trade Chris Paul to Philadelphia for Ben Simmons.
Get Big Ben in there, huh?
Let Ben Simmons play with James Harden. He's fine with being the sidekick. Let him do that. Now, Ben Simmons would have to learn how to shoot threes, which maybe is this where this falls apart. But if I'm Philadelphia, I'd be like, yeah, we'll do that. That would also help Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid and Chris Paul pick and rolls mixed with Chris Paul running that team seems to be a lot better than what they have with Ben Simmons. So, I mean, I do think there's trades out there that can happen. And the Rockets are going to find a way to stay competitive, so I would take 10-1 odds on that. I mean, I wouldn't feel good about it, but I mean, just
based on the odds.
Yeah, like, I mean, assuming that Kevin Durant leaves next year, the Warriors are going to go back to being beatable. I'm not buying that they're back, and I'm not buying that they'll be the title favorites even without Kevin Durant. Like we talked about at the beginning of the show, I am convinced that we're being fooled a little bit by how bad the Blazers are. Like, they're a playoff team. They're average. They're good.
I hope you're right.
But I don't think the Blazers were this formidable opponent for Steph, Clay, and Draymond. I think the Blazers were just a solid team who got a good draw and got hot. I like both teams' chances in the East, honestly. Especially if it's the Raptors and we can just watch Kawhi go full cyborg.
Even you're saying even maybe as a favorite?
I'm not saying they'll be the favorites. I'm saying I like their chances.
Would you – I mean, who would you pick? Will you pick the team out of the East, or is it just kind of, you know, you got to pick the Warriors until somebody shows you?
Well, I'm going to pick the team out of the East. I mean, I'm not going to bet anybody even money on it, though. Like, I think the team in the East will win. I've been maintaining that the Warriors were not winning the title, so, I mean, there's no sense in backing off now.
Like, so you do think you're maintaining –
Well, I mean, I just don't think they're deep enough. Like I said, I'm not buying that they could trail for 101 of the 184 minutes in that series against Portland and then just roll out and do the same thing against a team in the East that's better than them. That was better than them even when they had Kevin Durant, you know, record-wise.
Yeah. I guess looking at the other side of it, though, it just shows you how explosive Golden State can be when they have to be.
Sure.
Which is
don't think you can flip a switch against good teams, though, and I think both the Raptors and the Bucks are really good teams. I think the Blazers are an average playoff team that got a good draw.
Yeah.
Like, if you put the Blazers against Utah in the first round, they lose. If you put them against Houston in the first round, they lose. That's all I'm getting at.
I'll be interested in the finals.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
It's not important.
I thought you were just going to say I'm interested in the finals.
I was just going to say I've actually watched the last two Bucks-Raptors games.
Hey, bring it up here.
I'm enjoying the NBA currently.
Yeah. So. Game 6 is going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. Hopefully we have a Game 7. I mean, even if I think we're both rooting for Kawhi, I'd still like to see a Game 7, though. Last call on the other side.
Beginning on Monday, May 28th, Talk Sports will be moving to noon.
Tuesday, May 28th.
What?
The 28th is on a Tuesday.
Ah, very well. On Tuesday, May 28th, the show is moving to noon.
You know, in ancient Rome, noon actually meant 3.
Cut your mic off, Ben. Mark your calendars. May 28th, Knoxville's lunch hour gets heavier. Talk Sports moves to noon.
They ask me to do it. I never will. It's not like I go up to them like, hey, I'd really like to do the drive today. You know, occasionally Bear will ask me, hey, you want to sit in? I'm like, sure, you know. What's the problem?
I mean, I just wonder what I have to do to make you want me.
Are you jealous?
I just want to know what I have to do to make you want me.
I'm with you every day.
Do I need to do more push-ups? Do I need to bring you flowers?
Bringing flowers would be a good start.
I'll bring you flowers on Monday.
It might hurt my allergies. My allergies Tuesday. Have already acting back up.
I'm bringing you flowers on Tuesday. I'm going to pick them out of my own garden.
I do love flowers.
I'm bringing you flowers on Tuesday.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
They're going to sit right here on this table.
Right in the middle. That'd be nice. That'd be a good prop for us. Just have a nice set of flowers right
here. All right.
We're a happy show. That's what that'll show the Periscope audience.
Ben, please remind me on Monday to cut flowers out and bring them to Cody. That way he'll love us and not want to go do all these other shows.
You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to.
Bump the brakes or keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
I can go first.
Yeah, go first. I'm sure you got a lot of great stories from your times on all these other shows.
They don't have stories like we do. A Florida woman is arrested at a traffic stop for doing 3 things.
Okay.
This is from Local 10 News at some place in Florida. A Florida woman was riding shotgun in a pickup truck before a traffic stop. She was arrested for doing 3 things. Would you like to take any kind of guess at the 3 things she was doing?
All right, three so she things, was arrested at a traffic stop.
3 things you should not do at a traffic stop.
She was drinking.
That was one of them. Beer.
Okay.
Drinking beer. So she's drinking beer. She's doing 2 other things that'll get you arrested at a traffic stop.
She was abusive towards the police.
No.
Damn it, I already lost. Drugs?
Yes. Anything in particular? Something you smoke.
I was going to say weed. I mean,
not weed. What else can you smoke?
PCP.
Wasn't PCP.
Angel dust. Is that the same thing as PCP? I feel like those are very similar, if not.
I don't know, but that. Crack.
You can smoke heroin.
Just simple crack. Smoking crack cocaine. Okay. And then the third thing, she was drinking beer, smoking some crack, and then the third thing she was doing...
Didn't have her seatbelt on?
Well, she didn't have her seatbelt on, and the reason is because she was leaned over in the other seat, and there was a guy sitting in that seat, and I won't get too graphic, but he had his pants undone. She was leaned over. So... those three things will get you arrested in a traffic stop. Hard to do those three things all at one time, too. But you gotta have your mouth open.
All right, let's go. Good job by you today, Cody. We'll be at noon starting next Tuesday. It's Optionals up next.